Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy kindness in the gospel. Thou hast considered our need. Thou knowest that we are but dust, and like as a father pitieth his children, so Thou dost pity them that fear Thee. And Thou hast come to us to show us the way to Thyself. Add Thy blessing to us now as we consider these things. Help us to draw nigh unto Thee. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. As the Lord Jesus was coming to the close of the Sermon on the Mount, He began to stress to His hearers the importance of their response and of the kind of response that they would make. We're going to notice now in the 7th chapter, in just two verses, verses 13 and 14, we're going to notice one of the most sober, the most solemn warnings about our response, because it's very, very important. You see, the truth of the matter is that some people in the world will be saved, and some people in the world will be lost. Now, that's just the whole truth of the matter. It isn't that the Lord Jesus Christ wouldn't be willing to save them, but they're not going to be willing to receive Him. Even when they hear the gospel, even when the truth is set out before them, the response is not going to be the same in people. And when the response isn't the same, the results won't be the same. Let us see what the Lord Jesus says. We read in chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, reading in verse 13. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's the way in which it's put. I sometimes think that of all the things the Lord Jesus said, this is one that's the most commonly ignored. I think oftentimes when I hear preaching, I have to admit to myself that according to that preacher, everybody's going to be all right. Sometimes I think when I hear teaching, it just sounds to me like everybody's going to be all right. I hear discussion about the gospel, and people talk as if they thought it'd be a terrible thing if you thought anybody would be lost. Now look at this. What did the Lord Jesus say? He said that wide is the gate, and broad the way, which leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. Now that's what the Lord Jesus says. And mind you, when He gives us this warning, puts it before us this way, I think it's meant that you and I could profit by it. I believe this is for us to look at. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, enter ye in at the strait gate, I just for myself, I can't help but believe that's something we could do. That's something a man could do. Now, by the way, let's get one thing in our minds. This word straight is S-T-R-A-I-T. It doesn't mean straight in the sense that a string is straight if you stretch it out. It doesn't mean straight the way if you put a ruler down, and it's straight in the sense that it does no crooks in it, and that it's not twisted, that it's in a direct line, the shortest distance between two points. That isn't what this word straight means. This word straight means narrow, tight. It's a narrow corridor. It's a tight place. You know, you speak of the Straits of Dover and the Straits of Gibraltar when you think of a narrow neck of water that connects two larger bodies of water, and you call that narrow neck like that, you call it the Strait or the Straits, Bering Straits and other such famous connections of water in the world. Well, now, this word strait is a narrow corridor. Enter ye in at the narrow corridor, a tight spot, for wide is the gate, easy to get in, broad is the way, easy to travel, which leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat, because straight, that is tight, very close-fitting is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, what should this mean to you and to me as you consider the whole thing? It would mean something like this. that when the truth of God is revealed to me, I'll find that in some places it just pins me down. When the truth of God is revealed to me, it would appear that I, in myself, am not good enough for heaven and for eternity. Well, let me be wise enough to mark it down. And may I tell you now that all the other talk that goes on won't matter? All the fine promises you give me don't mean anything to me if I'm not good enough, don't you see? Now, that's a tight spot. If the truth of the matter is I'm not good enough to come to God, all right, recognize it. Come in through that tight spot. You'll know what to do. Repent. Throw yourself on the mercy of God so you're not fit. Then put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is fit, and you can come. On another occasion when it was reported in the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus said like this, "You must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. If any man is not born again," the Lord Jesus went on to say, "he shall not enter the kingdom of God." Someone could say, "Well, that's mighty tight to put it that way." It is, but that's the truth. And someone will say, "Well, you don't leave much room for deviation." We don't. This is the truth. Someone will say, "Well, I should think that you could have a broad-minded look about that." Not when it means coming to God. Not when it means coming to God. I tell you, there is one way. It's the way of the cross that leads home. You come to him through the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. And I tell you, there's no promise in the Bible you getting to God any other way. The Lord Jesus says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." He went on to say that if anybody were to climb in any other way, the same would be a thief and a robber. Again, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." There you are. That's just that. I remember some years ago when I was in California talking to a college student out there, and I was talking about the things of the gospel and giving my testimony about what the Lord Jesus Christ meant to me. He interrupted me and said, "Well, it seems to me you depend everything on one person." I said, "Is that the way it looks?" "Yes," he said. "It looks to me like you're trusting everything to one person, Jesus Christ. You're just as if you were to hanging yourself up on a hook on the wall, and there's just one hook, and everything depends upon that. And if that hook gives away, then where'll you be?" So I answered him. I said, "You mean if it turns out that Jesus Christ isn't true, then where'll I be?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "I'll be lost. That's all. As simple as that." And then I remember saying to him, "And by the way, tell me this. If that hook doesn't give away, and that hook does hold, and Jesus Christ is true, then what about me?" Then he made the comment, "Well, I guess we'd say you'd be saved." I said, "Yes, sir." Then I remember I asked him, "Now, what hook are you hanging on?" I remember he didn't talk any longer. He didn't want to talk to me anymore. But listen, let's not be afraid of that. There is one way to God. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is one way to God. That's the door that he has opened. There's only one God. And there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. And someone will say, "Well, that's awfully narrow." Well, listen, there's only one of you. That's all. And the one of you can come to the one of him, and you can get your salvation. That's all there is. But that's the way in which it is. Now look at this again. "Wide is the gate, and broad the way, which leadeth to destruction, and many which there go be which go in thereat." I know that God is gracious and merciful. I know that God is kind. I know that God is generous. But I declare I get uneasy when anybody suggests to me that everything goes with God. That's not true. I'll tell you one thing. Anybody can come to God. Yes. But a person can come to God anyway? No. You can't come to God anyway. I am the way. You come by the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, our God and Father in heaven had one Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent him into the world one time. And he said about him, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Not one of a dozen. Not a great many. Not one here and one there and one there and one there. No! One! And you say to me again, well, that's awfully narrow. Yes, it's narrow. You say to me, well, that puts it down just on one spot. Exactly, just one spot. Don't miss it. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Now, someone will say to me, well, you're the only person I ever heard talking that way. Maybe so. You heard me. That's all you needed. And someone will say, well, not everybody is talking that way. They don't have to. Let them be responsible to God for what they are. Let you and me talk together. Just exactly the way we are. I'm bringing it to you, and I'm setting it right out there before you. Well, not very many people believe this. Then it might could well be true. If that's the way it is, then it could very well be true, because the Lord Jesus said, few there be that find it. I wish it weren't like that. I wish there'd be a great many people come. As a matter of fact, I can very well understand the Apostle Paul, who, when he spoke about Israel, said, my prayer to God, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And he says in another place, I have continual pain and sorrow in my heart for my Israel, my brethren, my kinsmen after the flesh. In one place he said, I could wish myself accursed from God for my kinsmen after the flesh. But it wasn't necessary. There was one accursed from God, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the way in which it is. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ says in the Sermon on the Mount. There is one gate to come in. There is a narrow way to walk along, and it leads unto life, and you can find it. You can just come to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will receive you. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us in our understanding of these things, and help us to keep it in mind that we may come humbly to thee and accept what thou hast prepared for us in Christ Jesus. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.